Today's program was brought to you by the Wisconsin Cheese Cupid Pairing app, available on Android and Apple devices.
I'm Greg Blaze, host of Cutting the Curd. You're listening to Heritage Radio Network, broadcasting live from Bushwick, Brooklyn. If you like this program, visit heritageradionetwork.org for thousands more.
Your love is chloroform perfume. Just one whiff and you start to swoon.
Now tell me how I'm supposed to feel this hole. Since you left me alone, I've got to hope to heal.
Welcome to Love Bites, where dining and dating collide, coming at you live from Heritage Radio Network in Bushwick, Brooklyn. Today is Monday, December 14th, 2015. I'm one of your hosts, Jacqueline Raposo. I write about people who make food. You can find my work and me as wordsfoodart.com. I'm 34 straight, and this week I am so happily single.
And I am your other host, Ben Rosenblatt. I am an actor, writer, musician, occasional bartender, and server. You can check me out at benrosenblattactor.com. I am 33 straight, and also, still, after 14 weeks of doing this show, single.
Happily single or meh single?
I'm doing good.
Me too. I'm back to feeling good. Today is our final show of 2015, Benny. And we want to say thank you all for listening. Ben and I have years and years of experience acting, writing, and working in the food world. But this has been our first foray into radio. Yay. Thank you, Liz. This is our new favorite thing. Aw, so thank you to those of you who have listened as we've learned for the past 14 weeks. And for those of you newly turning in, we hope you will stick around. We come back to Heritage on Monday, January 4th at 4 p.m. We're going to dig even deeper into issues of the heart, and we've got some spectacular people on the roster coming up to join us. Plus, as soon as we return, we'll be exploring our little sociological study in dating communication. What do we believe to be true versus what our exes believe to be true about why our past relationships haven't worked? How does what we think and speak change the longer we've been broken up? We've been asking our exes these questions, and it's been a really interesting process so far, and we promise to share what we've learned in full when we come back. So please come back and join us in 2016. Until then, we'd love to have you review us on iTunes, subscribe to our podcast, and show your support for public radio by making a tax-deductible donation to heritageradionetwork.org. We are so thankful for what Heritage allows us to do, and we want to help them and all the other fantastic shows, 39 shows every week plus specials, continue in good health. We're at about 60% of our $100,000 goal for the year. So please make your tax-deductible donation today. You can get a $60 personal membership, a $120 family membership, or a $500 business membership, which lets you underwrite our show, just like our sponsor today, the Wisconsin Cheese Cupid. You're going to be hearing about them a little bit more later. So I'm talking so much already, and I'm boring myself.
I know.
I'm boring myself right now.
Now
I'm exhausted.
Let's just move.
Let's do
finally
it.
Finally,
get me out of the dribble.
After you've laid out.
But no.
All
but
of
seriously,
that.
Go to heritageradionetwork.org, click on the beating heart,
God,
and donate to us. We love you. Thank you.
Get it. All right. Now that all of the obligatory end of season information is
next
laid out on
I
the table for
to be
you,
the fun cop.
It's time to move on to today's
Let's
show.
Let's move on.
Before we ever went live on the air, we had two demo shows that we recorded.
Which are pretty awesome.
To kind of work our chops up a little bit. And we had two separate guests for those shows. One was Andrew McLeod, a manager with Union Beer Distributors. And the other was Anthony Raymond, a playwright and the artistic director of the theater company Elsinore County. They were pretty fun shows. Maybe a little rockier than some of the ones have been a little polished, but
we learned a lot.
Only at our fault, not of the fault of
exactly.
our guests at all. And you could check them out at lovebitesradio.com. But today, for our final show, we have asked both Andrew and Anthony to come back into the studio to join us. And we're just going to have a good time. We're sitting here with a big pitcher of beer, some wine, some tequila. We're pulling out all the stops, and we're going to have a slightly inebriated roundtable discussion, hammering out our opinions on some dating cliches. So first, Andrew, Anthony, welcome back to the Love Bites Radio Studio.
Thank you guys. Appreciate it.
Thanks for coming, gentlemen.
Here.
I'm a lucky girl in the studio today.
Three. Dapper, handsome gentlemen.
Three very handsome gentlemen.
Have your full attention.
Who I've known for so long. I've known all three of you for so long.
All right.
It's been a while.
Let's get into these.
I'm getting all sentimental in my
rosé.
Stop with
your sentimentality. All right. Let's get into the dating cliches. Okay.
Too long.
So let's just, I'm just going to throw one out here.
Throw one out there.
And we'll just discuss our opinion on these dating cliches. Here's one. Timing is everything. Or it's not who you meet, it's when you meet. Well, that's our guest first.
I agree to some extent. I think it's, it's nice to be employed when you meet someone. Have like something in your bank account. I don't know. Yeah, I think if I met the girl I'm with right now, woman I'm with right now, like 2 years ago, probably wouldn't have worked out.
Why wouldn't it have worked out?
Just my job situation at the time. I was traveling like 3 weeks out of every month, and I was also miserable, I guess would probably be an issue as well. I was in a relationship for a little while during that job, but I broke it off. Relationship wasn't really working out, but it was just having an all-consuming career at the time. And traveling the amount I was traveling just wasn't ideal.
So then let me ask you this. If it's really about the timing, do you think then if you had met the girl who you broke it off with during that time after you got finished that and were in the position you were now, you might be with her?
No.
Okay.
So that's just, an outlier.
That
anyway.
One was just like off
yeah,
the table.
But if I met the girl that I'm with right now, she probably wouldn't have stuck around.
What about you, Anthony?
I don't think timing is everything. I don't think anything is everything. I think timing is just another variable.
So deep.
Sorry,
I'm not trying to get all
Buddhist on you or anything. I just think there's a lot of variables, and it's just one of them. And I don't think you should put too much stock into something like that. I think, yeah, it does play a factor, but it's not the only thing, you know.
Well, I have a question since I have three gentlemen in the room. Is that a thing that goes around for women is that they talk about men who have their light on. That literally, like, men are like taxis.
I've never heard that before.
I've heard that before, both from
what does
women.
That mean?
It means like taxis. When a guy is ready, the light goes on. When he's ready to be in a relationship, the light goes on.
A relationship.
So does that speak to you?
The light's always on.
Yeah.
Even if someone
But as far as like,
you know, I said, it made no sense.
That made perfect sense to me.
Oh, okay. Good.
Yeah.
Glad it worked out.
Yeah. As far as a guy being ready for a relationship, that something happens, like the cosmos collides and he's got the job and whatever, he feels good about himself and his light goes on. And so the next woman he meets who generally fits his criteria is the one who's going to be in relationship with him. What do you guys think about that? Because it's similar to the whole timing is everything, but I mean, just know that's a cliche that women throw at
my men. Response would be that it's certainly, whatever, if that's true or not, it does not fall along gender lines. I would say that in my experience, yes, that I think, you know, when you are ready for a relationship, that it is more about, you know, you are more likely to fall into a relationship with someone who you might not have if you weren't ready to be in a relationship.
Right.
But I wouldn't say that, like, for a guy, all things fall into place, and that, like, that as a general rule, I think is...
I think it depends on the guy, because I know guys who they've decided they're going to get married, and it's just, well, I'm with this person, so this is what I'm
going to marry.
Yeah,
and women, too. You're right.
Right,
yeah.
But I've been ready to be in a relationship for 7 years. I haven't been in one until 9 months ago. I mean, if you're dead set on not being in a relationship, I don't care who you meet. It's probably not going to happen.
Right.
But yeah, I mean, once you're ready, it doesn't mean the next person you meet, depending on the person, or the next person you meet is going to be the one you're in a relationship with.
I do think timing is a lot. I don't know that it's everything, but I think it is a lot. I think that, you know, no relationship is the same as any other one that anyone has been in. So all relationships are different. And
They're like snowflakes.
They really are, I believe. This idea of the right person coming along, I think, is not necessarily as true or as important as being in the right place.
Well, that even breaks down to the minutia of how you are the day you meet somebody. If you're in a good mood, and you're feeling confident and you're comfortable in yourself, you're gonna, your energy is gonna come off one way. They're gonna see that. If you've had a really crappy day or you're not feeling great about yourself or something went wrong that you don't necessarily want to share, your energy is gonna be different. And so that timing, that's just like how your your day was.
Yeah, but I would say that the first meeting generally is a very small variable as a
I don't know how many people have you written off.
But
how many people have you written off on a first date because they just weren't, you weren't feeling it? And that feeling it, I think, is sometimes just a,
I've been written off on first dates.
Right.
I don't know. Me is too drunk considered not feeling it.
Oh, sorry.
Sometimes, you know, I have a bad hair day.
What you guys can't see is that Anthony doesn't really have any hair.
It
looks good on him.
It's spiked right now. You just can't tell.
It's invisible.
All right, let's move on. Pretty cool. Let's move on to another one that I'm definitely also curious about the male perspective. Sex on a first date dooms any chance of a relationship. And this is a very American thing, I think, too, that if you have sex on a first date, you're not going to have a relationship. You guys have funny faces on.
There are countries where that's, yeah, I guess it is pretty normal and.
I dated a guy who lived in like Australia, and he said that it was not a big deal.
Oh yeah, is that what he said?
That's what he said.
Is that what? No, in my country,
that's funny.
You have sex within the first hour.
No, but Aziz Ansari, in his book Modern Romance, like he goes to different countries where sex is a lot. Like we puritanicalize it a little bit more in this country. But in all right, but what are your opinions on?
No, I know my buddy's married with kids, and he. Right. Had made love. Well, no, made love. He had sex with his then girlfriend.
He told you that he made love.
I mean, it depends on the sex, I guess.
Details. Of course, it depends on.
Remember that saying? Someone once told me that men use intimacy to get the sex, and women use sex to get to intimacy. And so, I don't know how that plays into this, but I don't really. I think if there's a connection, there's a connection, whether you have sex on the first date or not. There's the chemistry is not something – you can't overthink chemistry. It's like kind of biological.
Well, and there are so many things that go into having sex. Like if you have sex on the first date because you're both wasted and you just feel like having sex but you're not really into each other, of course it's not going to lead to a second date anyway, versus if you have a 10-hour first date that ends up in having sex.
Right. Right.
That's amazing, but you had a connection, then you're going to have a second date anyway. I think it's sort of a cliche that we use to excuse the fact that sometimes you just want to have sex and you weren't into that person other wanting to have
true.
Sex.
True. The only – I agree. I mean, I don't think it dooms a relationship by any stretch, although I will say that, like, there is something to be said about, you know, longing and wanting something that, like – prolongs a relation that can launch you into a relationship in a way that maybe like having something right away won't.
But you and I have talked about recently that intimacy is more engaging than sex. Like I can have sex with somebody, but it really is going to be them that I'm going to want to be more interested in. Like the whole like wanting is more about the person and getting to know them more than. I mean, the sex is obviously a huge part of it, but it's like I find the idea of getting to know somebody that I'm really excited about just as engaging as the idea of having sex with them. So it's like if the sex comes earlier on, it's still not a deal breaker if I'm that interested in getting to know them more as a person.
I agree.
You do?
No, I mean, the whole thing of like holding out on sex because it's like you're, you know, like you're dangling a carrot or something.
Yeah,
it's
I'm
like,
with you on this.
Well,
yeah.
After like 5 days or 5 dates, or if you're Australian, 3 hours. Like, okay, so then you had sex. Like, is that going to last you for the next 20 years?
Right.
Right.
I think I have another. I mean, what about a hand job on the first date?
Does that
different. Doom the relationship?
It's true. Yeah. It's like, yeah, if you don't go all the way, but you do the whole. I was going to make a weird joke about sheets. I don't know. Wait. So I've had too much rosé already. Wait. So jokes. So for the three of you guys, you would not say that sex on a first date is a deal breaker for a woman.
No, not at all.
No.
That you're not looking at the whole like Madonna horror thing. That like, oh, she's like either going to be the future mother of your children or she's the other bad word that I don't really like.
No. I mean, I know I've.
What's the other bad word?
Whore. I don't like that word.
You just said it like twice.
I know, but I don't want to. But like, but. I said it as a phrase, not as, you know, an actual word.
No, I wouldn't look at a woman who has sex with me the first night as a whore.
Thank you.
If she had sex with two of my friends after that, directly.
Yes, then you do.
And if there was cash involved, then that makes
it's
it sort
happened,
of a black
actually.
And white circumstance.
Yeah, I know a guy who dated a prostitute, and he had sex with her on the first date.
Really?
Are they still happily together? Do they have four children and live in Westchester?
It was an arrangement the first time.
Okay.
Wow. And that turned into a relationship?
It wasn't a successful relationship.
Okay. But it was a relationship nonetheless.
But it wasn't a deal breaker.
All right. Moving on from the prostitution. Which, hey, you know, it's no, I don't judge, no judgments
here.
It's
the oldest profession.
It's true. Okay, moving on to the next dating cliche. We're going to go with this one. You have to love yourself before you can love anyone else.
No.
Can I jump in on this and say yes? I'm going to be the devil's advocate.
I totally,
absolutely.
I agree with you.
Absolutely, positively.
So we're like, we're two against
two 100%
right now.
100%, yes.
Agreed.
I fucking love my girlfriend, and I hate me.
Aww.
No, I'm just kidding. No, it's fine. No, I have a...
Andrew, I like feel like you. We should talk
Real
about
quick.
This. I feel like we should open this.
No.
Box.
I don't know. I mean, it's tough for someone to love you if you're walking around like a miserable fuck all the time because you hate yourself.
True, yeah.
Right.
I mean, unless you're really into that stuff. Yeah, it's... I mean, it's... I don't know. Ben and I were talking about this in a bar. I don't know if you remember this.
Yeah, no, and I...
You're saying, hey, you need to... We got really, really drunk, and we got really deep, and he's like...
I never get deep when I'm drunk.
He's like, you need to...
This is just a one-time thing. I don't know how it happened.
Maybe you're not finding a relationship because you don't love yourself. And then we saw two girls making out in the corner, and we completely switched off. He's like, hey, those two chicks are making out. And then we just looked at them for the next 15 minutes.
They were pretty hot.
Yeah, it was, yeah.
Wait, but do you love yourself?
Sometimes yes, sometimes no. I mean, it's
not in the physical sense of the word.
Well, in the physical sense of the word, I love myself several times a day. in the emotional sense, or the, you know, I think it's, I don't know that I'm constantly in a perpetual state of loving myself, but I like everyone, I think it's
for the most part,
constantly shifting, evolving state of sometimes yes and sometimes struggling to love myself and accept myself.
Yeah, that's human. That's everyone.
Yeah, exactly.
So do you love yourself, Anthony?
I do. Like, I agree with him. At times, there are moments of, why did I do that? Why did I act that way? How can I improve? But I think, you know, it's healthy to say, you know, didn't do my best today, but doesn't make me the worst person in the world. Can do better tomorrow. Can still love myself. But going back to the original question, like, I've always believed that conflict, and anytime you have a conflict with someone, or there's an argument, or there's some friction in a relationship, oftentimes, in my experience, it doesn't have to do with the relationship with the other person. It has to do with the relationship with yourself. That's where things tend to heat up. I was talking to a friend the other day. Many times when we see a bad quality in someone, or when we perceive, that's I guess a better word, when we perceive a bad quality in someone, it's something that we don't like about ourselves.
I would say that's not most of the time. I would say that's like
99% of the time.
Yes.
Yeah. You guys are incredible.
I don't know.
Wait, all right. Yeah, I don't know about that, because I feel like a lot of people who can never grasp loving themselves love other people. Like, I love myself. I'm a flawed human like anybody else, but I love myself. But, like, I feel like there are people who are much better at loving other people and supporting other people and taking care of other people than themselves. So, again, I just don't think it's another
cliche. But does that come from an unconditional place, or does that come with condition? Like, oh, I'm a caretaker because that makes me feel better about myself.
Yeah.
It could, but
because that makes me feel like, you know, it's like, oh, well, I love everyone, you know, and I'm a caretaker. But, I mean, do you love to be needed, or do you need to be loved?
I'm talking about really loving and supporting somebody else. And whatever it does for you, the idea that you can't love somebody else until you truly love yourself, I don't know if I buy into that, because a lot of people struggle with really loving and accepting themselves, but that doesn't mean that they're not going to be incredible partners or family members or siblings or, you know, children of people. I think it's something everybody, I don't think it's a black and white deal breaker.
I don't know. My
I guess
grandparents
we're going to be split on this.
My grandparents were deeply in love, and I never remember my grandfather discussing how much he loved himself.
He didn't have to talk about it.
Dodging bullets from the Nazis.
It also doesn't need to be a conscious thing. Not all people are necessarily conscious of the fact of whether or not they love themselves.
But I feel like with a dating cliche, though, since we're talking about cliches, and all of the ones on this list, we pulled out 10, we're talking about 4, I'll put the rest of them on our website. They were all things that I found specifically about cliches about love or cliches about dating. So these are things that people sort of use as mantras for themselves. And I think the idea of you know, you can't love somebody else until you love yourself. When we say that to ourselves, it's because we feel like we need to better ourselves and we need to, like, you know, take bubble baths and do yoga.
Well, maybe the word love is too loaded. And maybe it's more about, instead of saying love yourself, I'm content with myself and I know who I am.
I think the way you framed it now, Jacqueline, is wrong. It's not about being worthy of love. It's about being capable of love.
I agree with that. I think as a cliche, we talk about it as being worthy of love. Especially as you get older, we get older. You know, we're in our, like, the longer you go on being single, it's more about, like, what am I doing wrong? And so the cliche is about, like, oh, I don't love myself enough, so I'm not ready to love anybody else. That's why we call it a cliche. Obviously, on a deeper existential level, there's so many shades of gray. As a dating cliche, it's a generalization that, oh, you don't love yourself, and so you're not ready to love somebody else.
Well, all this
else.
Shit is yes, just telling people, hey, it's okay. All you're saying is, hey, it's okay, you're not with anybody. Like, oh, it's all right, it's going to happen when you don't expect it. It's like, what does that mean?
Right.
It's just better than saying, you know what, you're unattractive and you suck to be around. I can't see anybody tolerating
you. Or on the positive side, timing hasn't worked out yet. Like, you just haven't, or you haven't met that person.
See,
or
there's someone for everybody, that's bullshit.
So then you guys believe in coincidences, and I don't. I don't believe that it's just hasn't happened yet. I don't think that. I think it's all within control to a certain degree.
I don't think Andrew and I need
to switch seats. I think we got to draw a line here.
Anthony and I are going to hold hands.
I do not believe that dating or falling in love is something you can control. You can control dating. You just go on dates, then you date. Of course, but you can't control the outcome.
Not with that attitude.
Sorry, I disagree with you. You're talking about it as though it's this, like, emotional thing that just overcomes
I'm not.
Making a choice to love someone.
No, I'm not. You're right. There is a certain amount of choice, but I also believe there's a certain amount of chance. Like, I've loved every man that I've dated. It doesn't mean that we were right, that everything is going to work out for
every man you've dated.
Well, every man I've dated significantly, not like every guy
I've
met. I've
met some of the guys
with.
You've dated.
That's a topic for off radio. No, but
you
I mean,
you do love everybody.
I do love everybody.
Even the Australian.
She only loved him for 3 hours.
I dated an Australian girl once.
I did
lived
too.
Here in Bushwick, and you know what? Never again.
No more
me too. Get him.
Never.
The worst.
My worst again. Dating experience ever is also with an Australian.
Is that what we're concluding?
Okay to be racist against Australians?
I guess it is.
They're all descendants of criminals.
South Park should do a blame Australia.
Anyway, all right.
We've gone delightfully
off topic. No, but going back to the whole the timing thing, it's not that I've
had Foster's sponsorship.
No, we should get them on next season. But no, I don't believe that dating is something you can completely control, that you can completely just decide to love someone and you're going to live happily ever after. Nor do I believe that you have to be in some cosmically perfect situation for your perfect someone to walk in and that's going
to
be it.
You can't decide to love someone just like you can't decide to be happy.
Exactly.
It is what it is. You can do,
but there
things.
Is work I, you can do.
Yes.
Of course there is work you can do, but you can't just choose to make everything work out.
You're
people
right.
are different.
That's why there's a lot of
you
divorce.
You can't decide to be Australian.
You can't decide to, like...
You just tweak your accent
Ben
a little
is
bit.
Not happy
you gotta
right
be
now.
English to begin with or Irish.
No, what?
Wait, no, Ben, you're shaking your head over there, though. So you think that you can meet anybody and just decide
not
to
anyone.
Love them.
I think if two people decide to love each other, it can... That's...
You're talking about, like, De Niro was pitching to Sharon Stone in Casino? No, we'll just be together for a while and we'll figure it out.
I like that. Yeah. I like that scene. It's
I don't know. All right,
scene.
Well, we've sort of touched on this already. But the you mentioned Andrew, like, you'll find him when you stop looking. You'll find her when you stop looking. Let's do one more before. What have we not done, Ben? Did we do all four of them?
Can we lighten it up a little
let's
bit, maybe? Because
yeah,
we just got
one.
Intense in here.
Well, it was good. I'm glad we did. But all right, sure. Lighten it up. Pick another one.
All right.
A simple one would be number two.
All right, go for it. You
so the two-day call. All right, so this is like a very like cliche date, like very like early dating thing. The two-day calling or texting rule that you don't call or text somebody for 2 days after a good date.
2 weeks.
2 weeks. Oh, how is that return working out for you, Tony?
No, I'm just trying.
Why don't
to,
I just
like,
find,
just
yeah, find a number
here.
On my wallet and I'll ask them.
I think honestly, I think 9 days, 3 hours.
Exactly.
That's right. That's 9 days to the second.
And 3 hours.
To the second.
And then you're in.
Andrew?
I hear in Australia you text a minute after the date. Okay, here, that whole thing started with Swingers.
Yeah, it did.
Like, everyone saw that.
Really?
It was a great movie.
I don't remember.
I didn't, well, I mean, I was like fucking 14 when it came out, so it's not like I was like crushing.
You're dating
it
yourself. And
not like I had a, yeah, whatever, 35.
But that was before
12.
Texting. That was a phone call.
Oh, and yeah, fucking
he
texting?
Like, that was like answering machine bombing. That
You
that
still
he did
call, and Ben still calls. Because Tony, do you still call?
Occasionally, but it really, I think it's sort of a lost art.
But Tony, you're a writer, and from what you've told me and from what I've heard,
yes,
and I just met you, but with texting, it's like you have like a week to plan out what you're, or whatever, hours to plan out what you're gonna text.
Yeah, I'm with
when you
on
call
this.
You're on the fucking spot.
You are on the spot.
You better get your shit together.
I think texting is very dangerous in that way, because I think you know,
right.
They don't really know who you are. You don't really know. I just, you know what? I'm going to get personal here. I had a long distance relationship and we were texting a lot. And I was like, wow, this is phenomenal. This is going so great. And, you know, we spent some time, you know, in person together, and it just didn't click at all.
Oh, yeah.
And
like
I had no idea who this
profile.
Person was, you know, and you, it's like,
that's
just,
why the phone call is better.
So it sounds like, Tony,
next time somebody texts me,
right.
The next time somebody texts me, I love you, I'm going to tell them to go fuck themselves. That's what
my girlfriend texts me, I love you today. Oh,
okay,
and I told her to go fuck herself.
Good, good, good. She loves you.
And now, like, I'm the bad guy.
All right, again, coming from, let's come back to, like, all right, so, you know.
I know we're not addressing any of this.
So you're a guy, you go out with a girl, and you really like her. Do you wait for 2 days because you want to, like, make her, like, keep her guessing?
The funny thing is, like, even if I didn't wait for 2 days, I would reference the fact that I didn't wait. But yeah, I would wait.
But you would wait for as a game, or you would wait just because you didn't have anything
stupid.
To say?
I
would
wait because everyone is accepting of, like, yeah,
I don't
you
think
wait.
It's as a game. I think the term game is silly, and I think if someone uses it as a game, then it's one
All right,
thing.
Well, when do you text
but
after
for
a good
me,
day?
It's not about being a game. It's about creating the right emotional environment for a relationship to blossom out of.
That's when you say what's up after 2 days.
No.
Is that creating the right emotion?
But it's about allowing someone to miss me, or about allowing someone to want to hear from me.
Right. But you know, it's like absence makes the heart grow fonder, but fonder for who?
Yeah, you just met him.
It's like, well, you know, it's like, I feel like, you know, we really do, I mean, and it's great for him, but we really do overthink all these things, and I think all you could do is put your best foot forward. You know, I think of it as like, you know, when an actor comes into an audition, you do a great job, you do a bad job, whatever. It's, you know, next.
But it's you,
you know,
moment.
You either get it or you don't, and it's the same thing. You can't take it personally. It's
yeah,
sort
but if
of,
you really, really want that fucking role and you didn't get it,
it hurts.
It sucks.
It hurts. It's the worst feeling ever.
Well,
I'm
going to read down these 10 cliches that some of them we talked about, some of them we haven't. Because I think the thing about cliches is that, they're like we were saying before, they're things that we use to pacify ourselves for why something went wrong. And when it comes down to it, we could say bullshit on all of them. So here they are. Number one, you'll find him or her when you stop looking. Which contrasts to, like, you have to put yourself out there, that you can't just, like, stay home watching Netflix and eating nachos. You've got to, like, go out on dates. Both sides of them can work. Both sides of them don't work. Whatever. Number two, the two-day calling or texting rule that we just talked about, which, ladies, you've heard from the gentleman. Number three, a man should pay on the first date, which we have not gotten to, so we'll hold that for the future. Number four, sex on a first date dooms any chance of a relationship. Five, you have to love yourself before you can love anyone else. Six, better to have loved and lost than never to have loved at all. Seven, it's not who you meet, it's when you meet, a.k.a. timing is everything. Eight, everything happens for a reason. Nine, love like you've never been hurt. And 10, love is blind. I think all of those are things that you could hold on to, but you could say sayonara to when, you know, if things just don't fucking work out.
Can I just say better to have loved and won? And never got hurt ever?
Yes, of course.
I think that's better than the losing part.
Yeah. I don't know if that's actually true.
If better to have loved and lost and never loved
learn.
At all?
Can you Google
no,
if that's
better
true?
Better to have loved and won and never gotten hurt ever, I think would be like...
I don't know.
It's not really winning. I feel like the win wouldn't be that good if you haven't like experienced a couple losses
that's
first.
That's true, but I feel
know?
Like there's something wrong with a silver spoon when you can get one. Yeah. I do agree with better to have loved and lost than never have loved at all. If I'm never in love again, I've had some amazing loves in my life.
You loved every guy you dated.
That's true.
Well, maybe better just...
There haven't been that many of them.
Any guy I've had a two-minute conversation with.
No, a guy that I've been in a relationship with, not every schmuck who I've, you know, had a glass of wine with. All right, before we take our break, let's just check in with our guests about where they are in their dating and work lives. Anthony, you've got a very exciting project coming up.
Yes, I do. I have a play called Yeah, I Met This Girl. Opening January 29th at the Under St. Mark's Theater. It's all about single men in New York City. We close on Valentine's Day. Come out and check this show out. It's going to be great.
How can they find out more?
You can go to my website, www.elsinorecounty.com. I like how people still say www. Like there's an alternate. Actually, mine's www.elsinore.
Mine's triple X.
Yeah, check us out. Tickets go on sale in 2 weeks. This is our sixth production. We just came off winning two New York Innovative Theater Awards.
Awesome.
So we're really excited about this next work, and it should be a fun show.
Especially if we're, you know, talking about relationships.
Absolutely,
being out
there. Absolutely.
Awesome. Thank you. What about you, Andrew?
In the exciting world of beer distribution.
Yes, the very exciting world of beer. Well, I mean, like, what beer are we drinking today?
This is Southern Tier Live. Southern Tier is from a brewery from upstate New York.
It needs a little more alcohol in it.
Okay. I actually have two beers in my bag I was going to bring.
Oh,
it's got more booze in it, Ben. This is one of my favorite breweries.
It's very good.
Okay. And thanks.
Well, what beers are in your bag?
I have Hill Farmstead, which is from Vermont, which is like a hardcore beer nerd beer. It's legit. It's not overrated at all. It's just a really good beer, but people drive up to Vermont and buy a bunch and then drive back down, which I would never do because I don't have that much time. it's people are drinking insane amounts of beer this December.
Awesome.
Because, you know, those balmy 70-degree December evenings.
That we have
just
in New York City.
Out and drink in a beer garden. It's really boring this time of year. It's just reviewing people and writing reviews.
But
and
being happily coupled.
Yeah, I'm with 10 months.
Congratulations.
Thanks. We're in love.
I'm going to finally meet her on Wednesday. I can't wait.
And I'm okay with myself, but I love her.
Yay. Awesome. Well, we're going to take a very quick break so that you can hear a little bit from our sponsor, the Wisconsin Cheese Cupid, and we will be right back.
Thank you.
listening to this show, you've probably used Tinder, you've probably used OkCupid, and maybe you're bored of these human dating apps. Want to play matchmaker with some more interesting couples? Food couples? Say, drinks and cheese? Well, you can now with the Wisconsin Cheese Cupid app. What beverage complements your cheese? What cheese complements your beverage? Wisconsin Cheese Cupid has the answer. Just choose beverage or cheese in need of a soulmate, and Wisconsin Cheese Cupid will do the rest. Feeling a bit adventurous? Pairing Roulette will create a random yet perfectly delicious pairing for you. So if you're sick of swiping left and right, put aside the dating struggles and make a match that'll satisfy even the loneliest of the lonely. Go to CheeseCupid.com or find CheeseCupid in the App Store. Happy matchmaking.
And we are back. Our lovely engineer, Liz, just brought us another round of drinks.
That's
Andrew poured
an
us another tasty beer. We're double-fisting all around here. And now that we are back, we just want to wrap things up really quickly. We're running out of time here by briefly discussing where we are at, Jacqueline and I, in our dating lives after this full season. So we can, you know, keep you hooked to come back next time around. So Jacqueline, where are you at right now? And what is your takeaway from our first season here?
Well, it's been really weird. Like, I'm not a very public person with my personal life. Like, most of my writing work focuses on other people. And so this past couple months in general has been a really interesting study in sort of just talking about myself, like with the written pieces that I've written for a couple clients that I've talked about on the show. And then this whole dating thing, I honestly, I'm still where I was in the summer. Like, our first show, I broke up with a guy right before we came on the show. He and I are still in touch. He's part of the project we're doing in January, talking to exes about why things haven't worked. I've dated guys since him. I've been offline. I will go back online in January, like renewed and reinvigorated. I will do it. But I'm back to at least being in that positive place I was at before, where, like, I have a really awesome life. And I get to do a lot of amazing things that I appreciate. And dating is a part of that, and not dating sometimes is a part of that. But all I know is I feel very grateful that I've had wonderful love in my life. I've had a wonderful period of singleton in my life. And I'm still single since when we started 14
Are you excited to be dating right now, or to date right now? Or are you kind of in like a, I'm not really looking to date at this moment?
No, I'm definitely looking to date, but I'm not in that like feeling pressured to date. Like, I would rather just meet people and talk to people and be more engaged with the people I have in my life, both through new people through work. I've done some weird consulting. I helped a friend open a wine bar last week, and just getting out there and just engaging with real people in real life is honestly much more exciting to me than phoning it in for dates. But I'm still open to dating, and I'm still feel very calm and confident and ready for that. So I'm very happy and lucky going into this holiday season. How about you?
I have a couple dates coming up this week.
You do?
For those of you who are...
A couple of dates with different women?
Yeah. For those of you who are regular listeners, you will know that I asked out one of
our guests.
Yeah. On an episode earlier in the season. She and I have been continuing to see each other, and I'll be seeing her again this week. And then also, I had a really exciting thing happen for me this past week, which was that this play that I have written and that
I
perform.
Was so good. I saw it reading on Thursday. Ben, you have never been sexier, honestly. Like,
oh,
you are
you.
An alluring performer. You've got a ridiculous energy about you that I was like, damn, I want like a billion women to be watching this because it's so good.
Well, one woman in particular did see it, and she like kind of caught my eye after when I was talking about the play with her. And so I like got in touch with her and asked her out, and I'm seeing her this week as well.
Yay.
So I've got a couple irons on the fire, and you know, I'm
awesome.
Psyched. It's fun.
Awesome.
I'm having a good time.
So I think the whole takeaway from the show in general is just be where you are, like whether it's a dating cliche or just dating or not dating, being yourself feels good, huh?
It does.
Just being your own skin and being wherever you are.
Because what's the alternative?
That's true.
The alternative is like nothing.
The alternative is all those cliches we put upon ourselves for no reason other than that we are told we should.
Bam.
I feel like Boom. I feel like we didn't start it there. Even if it was a cricket
I was trying to keep it light. Get us out here
sorry.
On like a positive note.
Personally, I'd like to be George Clooney.
Wait, what about about George Clooney?
I was just saying, rather than being myself, if I could be him for a little bit, even for a week.
Clooney? He's not happy. No. George Clooney's not happy.
Fucking miserable
yeah. bastard.
Oh, now I wonder who I could be if I could be anybody. All right.
Don't worry. Don't worry. If you're not happy, no one else is.
There
so
you go.
If you're not happy, then you're George Clooney.
No one's happy.
So happy holidays from Love Bites Radio.
Happy holidays.
If you're not happy, nobody's happy. Well, Anthony, Andrew, thank you so much for
joining us. Thank you guys for joining us today. It was great to have you back.
What a blast. Thanks.
And happy holidays to all, of course, and to you, of course, Devlin,
my
lovely co-host.
My favorite thing about the show is that I just get to spend 2 hours with you every week.
That would probably be my favorite thing about the show, too, if I were you.
Probably.
I'm such a jerk. No, I love you dearly, and of course, I enjoy every second I get to spend staring at your lovely eyes across the table here.
Likewise. I love you, Ben. So thank you guys for listening. That is our very long show for today. We will be back Monday, January 4th at 4 p.m. We really hope that you come back and join us then. Until then, you can hear all of our podcast episodes and subscribe and review us on iTunes. Hit us up on Twitter and Facebook as Love Bites Radio. Our engineer today was the amazing Liz Smith. Thank you so much for all of the work you've done for us this year, Liz. We really adore you.
Give yourself a round of applause over the, over the effects board.
Yeah, there we go. We adore her. Thank you to the Wisconsin Cheese Cupid for being our sponsor this season. We really, really love you. Please check them out. Our theme song for the last time today, because we're going to change it up next season, is Chloroform Perfume by Ben Rosenblatt's band No Denial. Thank you to them. We're going to have a new theme song fresh in 2016.
What will it be?
Well, we haven't decided yet. I was making
it seem like we decided and we're keeping it a mystery, and you're just like, we haven't done our homework.
Well, because as the type A person, I'm like, shit, we haven't done it. We're going to get to that. But anyway, and thank you to No Denial for being our theme song. We will see you back in 2016. We are Jacqueline Raposo and Ben Rosenblatt. This is Love Bites Radio. Happy holidays. We hope you have a super sexy new year.
Bye.
Is chloroform perfume. Just one whiff and you start to swoon.
Now
tell me how I'm supposed to feel at home.
Listening to this program on heritageradionetwork.org. You can find all of our archived programs on our website or as podcasts in the iTunes store by searching Heritage Radio Network. You can like us on Facebook and follow us on Twitter at @heritage_radio. You can email us questions anytime at info@heritageradionetwork.org. Heritage Radio Network is a 501c3 nonprofit. To donate and become a member, visit our website today. Thanks for listening.